When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 0219910.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery. Call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant, 238-9229. Open every day.
If you need a great, easy place for lunch, try the Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood. There is plenty of parking, and it's just a couple minutes from downtown Paso. Some of the locals' favorites, grilled prawn cob salad, cowboy Cuban with brisket and pulled pork, smash burger with two patties, the very popular beer-battered fish and chips, and shrimp tacos. Great lunch and easy parking, and the patio is pet-friendly. The Spirit of Paso Robles, right in the middle of River Oaks Golf Course. Mid-State Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Mid-State Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidStatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Can you imagine getting your driver's license renewed at 100 years of age for an additional 5 years? This is Doris Lance with Healthy Habits. It's time to improve your health and have fun doing it. That is what Marge Jetton did when she renewed her driver's license for another 5 years on her 100th birthday. Marge says what keeps her going is avoiding junk food, her faith, and eating a plant-based diet such as sweet potatoes, beans, and green leafy vegetables. Choose these vegetables and more and add to your daily eating plan. Keep listening to learn more healthy habits from Doris Lance, author, adventurer, and instructor who reminds you, don't let age change you, change the way you age.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, June 15th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Paso Fire Department contains vegetation fire in Salinas Riverbed. Virginia Peterson students restore campus mural in honor of America's 250th anniversary. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 80s. It's 57 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news you buy Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. A vegetation fire broke out Saturday evening in the Salinas Riverbed, south of the Niblick Bridge. Paso Fire says they responded to the fire at about 7:55 p.m. on June 13th. The fire was burning through thick vegetation in the middle of the riverbed. Due to the recently grazed fire breaks, crews were able to safely access the fire and stop forward progress of the blaze, containing it to less than half an acre. No structures were threatened from the fire. Both Paso Fire and Cal Fire responded, in total with 38 firefighters involved. The fire's cause is currently under investigation. Caltrans will be conducting emergency embankment repairs on Highway 46 just east of the Chelam Y. These repairs will require one-way reversing traffic control around the clock, resulting in delays of 10 to 20 minutes. Traffic control begins this Tuesday and will be in effect for 2 weeks. The County Board of Supervisors conducted a hearing for its 2026 to 27 fiscal year recommended budget on Monday, June 8th. The board at that time made no changes to the recommended budget. In its upcoming meeting on Tuesday, the board will finish and close its budget hearing and consider adopting a resolution to approve the county budget. The budget totals about $1.1 billion of government funds, and the general fund budget is $830 million. Virginia Peterson students refresh campus mural in honor of America's 250th. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:11.
Blazenbear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazenbear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazenbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:12. In honor of America's 250th anniversary, students and staff at Virginia Peterson Elementary worked on restoring and repainting a large-scale mural on campus. The mural depicts all 50 states of the U.S., located at the campus recreation area. The faded artwork was fully transformed with vibrant red, white, and blue colors. Students were led by teacher Megan Wortman in the project. As communities across the country prepare to celebrate America's 250th anniversary, the newly restored mural offers Virginia Peterson students a daily reminder of the nation's history, the importance of civics, and what can be accomplished when students and staff work together toward a common goal. Four Cal Fire employees that work in San Luis Obispo County were awarded with the Governor's State Employee Medal of Valor and were honored during a ceremony in Sacramento on June 12th. The Medal of Valor is the highest honor bestowed upon California state employees for extraordinary heroism performed at great personal risk. Recipients of these awards were Battalion Chief Chad Fleming, Fire Captains Clint Marsalek, Carlos Pacheco, and Andrew Perez. Fleming received his award for his actions in the Gifford Fire in 2025. He rescued a civilian who was running down the highway while engulfed in flames. The three fire captains were awarded for a rescue that occurred on January 9, 2023 in Avila Beach, performing a swift water rescue of eight individuals from dangerous floodwaters during a winter storm. Following a four-day preliminary hearing, Judge Marino of the San Luis Obispo County Superior Court has found there is sufficient evidence to hold a former priest to answer to 24 felony counts of molestation of four children. 62-year-old Theodore Edward Gabrielli is accused of molesting four different children who are all now adults. The alleged offenses spanned through 1991 and 2010 across six different California counties. The DA's office says the judge has determined there is sufficient evidence or probable cause for the defendant to stand trial. However, all charges are allegations only. Defendants are legally presumed innocent until proven guilty beyond a reasonable doubt in a court of law. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Rays beat the Angels 8-3, the Rockies over the Athletics 23-9, the Giants beat the Cubs 5-1, the White Sox over the Dodgers 6-4, the Padres beat the Orioles 5-2, the Yankees over the Blue Jays 8-3. Tonight, the Dodgers will face the Rays, the Angels will go against the Diamondbacks, the Athletics will face the Pirates, the Padres will go against the Cardinals. In California news, A federal judge has dismissed a lawsuit by a former Yosemite National Park ranger who was fired after flying a giant transgender pride flag for about 2 hours on May 20th, 2025. Shannon S.J. Jocelyn was fired last year, their termination letter saying they, quote, failed to demonstrate acceptable conduct and participated in a demonstration outside the designated protest area. The lawsuit was dismissed because the investigation into Jocelyn's conduct has not yet finished. Several laws going into effect for the state starting July 1st. Public schools from grades 7 to 12 and colleges that issue student ID cards must print the phone number and text line for the Trevor Project's LGBTQ+ suicide prevention hotline. AB 725 expands the requirements for reporting lost or stolen firearms. Unfinished frames, receivers, and precursor parts must now be reported to law enforcement within 5 days of discovery. On Sunday, weather officials, San Francisco has recorded its highest ever summer ocean water level, almost 2 feet above normal high tide. A coastal flood advisory has been put into effect through Wednesday morning. Local news was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:16.
I'm not usually a reviewer, but I had an amazing experience at Davis Body Shop. From start to finish, the experience was ideal. Everyone was friendly, helpful, and professional. They kept me updated, did quality work, and had me in and out. No hassles, and returned my vehicle to me in perfect condition.
If you ever have an accident and need to repair your car, you could do what Ann did from Paso Robles. She took her car to Davis Body Shop. And Peggy from Atascadero said,
our family needed repairs to one of our cars, and friends had recommended Davis Body Shop. We were very pleased with their helpfulness, their attention to detail that was provided to us. They explained the process and kept us updated as repairs were made. They also assisted us in securing a rental car. I would definitely recommend them to anyone who needs repairs to a car.
Davis Body Shop is the area's largest auto body collision specialist on El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association is pushing on several fronts to make livestock hauling easier for the industry. Director of Government Affairs Zoe Wallace talks about efforts to address the hours of service limitations tied to electronic logging devices.
Currently, a livestock hauler can work for 14 hours, they can drive for 11 of those 14, and then they need to take a 12-hour rest period. This creates a lot of issues for the haulers involved. It adds stress to the cattle, increasing risk of disease and illness, but also it puts a safety risk on the driver if they're having to constantly load and unload those cattle.
Truck weight limits have not been updated since the 1980s, and Wallace says that NCBA is actively working on policy to increase those limits for livestock haulers so that it makes hauling animals more efficient.
We could haul more cattle with less trucks. This benefits everyone. It addresses a shortage of truck drivers. You're going to have less trucks on the road. But it's one of those things we're trying to get states to on board for this pilot program. Essentially, what we're pushing for is an optional opt-in pilot program where we would increase truck weights from 80,000 to 91,000 pounds if they add a sixth axle.
Which she says has proven to be safe by the Department of Transportation.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
When you need a plumber, chances are you need one right away. That's why Red's On-Time Plumbing is available 24/7 with same-day service. Red's On-Time Plumbing has a 5-star rating on Google. Get a great plumber and quick. If you're planning a project, Red's has convenient online booking and always gives free estimates. Ask about a $1,000 SoCal rebate on high-efficiency tankless water heaters. Schedule now at ontimeplumbingpro.com or call Red's On-Time Plumbing at 805-466-6188.
What's the latest news in Paso Robles? It's the grand reopening of the San Paso Truck Stop. The nationally acclaimed cheapest price fueling station in the county is launching its grand opening after a year of historical remodeling restoration. Tired of recent high gas prices? San Paso Truck Stop ranks among the lowest fuel prices in the state. The San Paso Truck Stop has everything you need for busy families and truckers alike. Find out why everyone is traveling to the corner of Wellsona Road and Highway 101. That's the San Paso Truck Stop, open 24/7.
KPRL News continues at 7:20. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Derringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. The California Farm Bureau is calling attention to a shortage of food animal veterinarians that continues to challenge livestock producers. California agriculture depends on a strong network of veterinarians who care for livestock and food animals. Yet too many rural communities struggle to access these critical services. California Farm Bureau President Shannon Douglas said in a statement, "Food animal veterinarians are indispensable partners in agriculture. They are there for routine herd health, emergency calls in the middle of the night, difficult calving situations, disease diagnosis, vaccination protocols, and animal welfare oversight. Their work protects not only the health of individual animals, but also the health of entire herds and the safety of our food supply." The Farm Bureau has partnered with the California Department of Food and Agriculture to gather feedback via survey about the issue from farmers and ranchers, which may be used to support participation in a federal student loan forgiveness program for veterinarians who commit to serving in certain areas. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Derringer of Protective Law Corporation, estate planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Monday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276. Sunny skies today with highs in the upper 80s, southwest winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the mid-50s, west-southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the low 90s, west-southwest winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Wednesday, partly cloudy on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Sunny skies on Sunday, partly cloudy on Monday. Low 80s Wednesday, mid-70s Thursday and Friday, upper 70s on Saturday, low 80s Sunday, 84 a week from today. Currently, it is 59 degrees and partly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 7:23.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks rallied at the open on optimism about an end to the Middle East conflict after President Trump said U.S. and Iranian officials have reached an agreement to end their war and reopen the Strait of Hormuz, and that it will be signed on Friday. Brent crude, the global benchmark at $83 a barrel, West Texas Intermediate at $80. Energy stocks are losing ground. ExxonMobil down 5%. Chevron has dipped 4%. Airlines benefit from lower fuel costs. Delta Airlines shares up 4%. 4.5%, United up 7%, American added 5%. SpaceX opened up another 8% today following its successful stock launch on Friday. Roku shares are down a fraction. Fox Corporation, parent of Fox News, is buying Roku. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola, invested in you.
You're probably listening to this in your car, so let me ask you, would you drive without insurance? Of course not. So why is your retirement portfolio unprotected? Gold is portfolio insurance. It helps de-risk your savings when markets get unpredictable. Noble Gold Investments has helped thousands of Americans do exactly that, with no high-pressure sales and thousands of five-star reviews. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult with your tax or financial professional before making any investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
For over four decades, one local jewelry store has quietly held a town's most meaningful moments, engagements, anniversaries, milestones. Founded in 1980, K. John's Jewelers became more than a place to buy jewelry. It became a place built on trust. 20 years later, a young woman would walk through the doors as an employee, learning from the jewelers who shaped the store and who would one day trust her to carry it forward. In 2020, alongside her husband, Lindsay Jane accepted that responsibility, not to change what people loved, but to honor it. For years, the cases reflected many voices, designers, friends, partners. But quietly, one vision was taking shape. Decades of experience, 12 national design awards, a body of work that had been waiting. And soon, the cases will speak differently. More focused, more intentional, more personal. Something new is coming, and it's been here all along. Lindsay Jane, luxury jewelry and design from the heart.
Protect your home or business. Trust the experts at JV Roofing. With over 20 years of experience, JV Roofing delivers reliable, high-quality workmanship you can count on. From shingle, tile, and metal roofs to TPO and PVC systems, they have the expertise to handle it all. Family-owned, licensed, and bonded, they show up and get the job done right. Visit jvroofingca.com or call 805-674-1383 today for free estimates. JV Roofing, quality you can trust.
From the North County to the South County, it's Story Termite and Pest Control Service.
Rats in my room! I am bothered by those rats in my room! By those dirty little rats in my room! I can't stand rats in my room!
No matter how big the problem, Story Termite will get the job done, providing thorough professional expertise for all your home pest control needs. Story Termite has over 33 years of experience and for 5 years in a row has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. Call 805-460-0650.
Fly in my eye, a goat in my boat, a bear in my hair. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Call 805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish. Fly in my
Emailing to the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of speech. Brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, your Honda Power Equipment dealer, 5025 El Camino Real Atascadero. Call or text 238-5775-238-KPRL to join us on this Monday edition, all here on The Right Choice.
Time's at hand. There's a stir across the land, and so begins another day on the Morning Exchange.
All righty, coming up this afternoon, 12:30 to 1 on Sound Off, something new. Something new I will have on, but it's going to be their show for a few times during the summer since they are out of school. Some young men from Brookside Academy, Riley, Braden, Finn, Bishop, and Ziggy It's going to be their show. We'll see what happens. I'll introduce them this afternoon, but let them. It's kind of a learning process and so forth, but they've been asking for this since February, and we're going to give it a shot for the summer. Not every Monday, but quite a few time, because I have to go back to school sometime in August. So, and then Susanna's working on the 1 o'clock hour. All right, since it was a request from Friday's show, later in the day, the completely unscientific but absolutely accurate KPRL survey on tattoos, the yeses and the noes, and I asked people to put in not their exact age, but 50 minus or 50 plus, meaning their age. Okay, so it sits like this. Get ready, Chris. 50, the minus 50, 7 yes, 3 no. The 50 plus, 6 no, 1 yes.
Well, isn't that more or less lined up with what I said?
Well, that's, yes, and that's pretty consistent with the numbers across the United States regarding people's thoughts on them. Those combination, I got some, let's see here, on the text, yes, there was a, let's see here. This is a minus 50 of below 50. I thought I was favorable to tattoos. Now I have one and I'm not favorable. Okay. Well, you're amongst almost 24% of the people, wish they hadn't got them. Let's see here. Morning, Kevin. I can accept men's tattoos, but women neck down tattoos look dirty. Okay. Hi, good morning.
Hey, Chris.
Hello.
Good morning to you guys. How are you?
Good morning there, young man.
Yes, thank you for that. Hey, I've got a, I called in to pitch a bitch here about the city of Atascadero and their cruise night that they're going to have in August, you know?
Yeah, that's been going on for, what, 30-something years?
30-something years. And it's become quite the event, because people come from all over and they get ready during the day and they, families, and it's just, it's been a fun time. Well, the Wizards are smart at the Atascadero Recreation Department decided to change the cruise route. They effectively have killed it from Morro Road north up to San Jacinto. Now, there's no place to for people to gather and park like they have been doing for 30 plus years. There is only one side of the street when you get past, say, where the police station is. And it's only a sidewalk. There's no parking lots to speak of. So then all the event from Morro Road south to Curbaro, where we've always gathered, you know, people have always gathered, and that's not part of the event. So there's no place for the number of people that show up. There's no place for them to be.
Mike, aren't there a couple of shopping centers?
This is Morro Road going north by into that all that new center parking.
Oh, north, not south. Okay.
North.
Gotcha.
And I would encourage spectators, participants, whatever, to contact their Pastor Recreation Department, whoever, and let them know that you're not happy. Because I received the entry form paperwork, because I was in it last year. And it wasn't the best last year, because downtown with that center parking kind of makes it a bit goofy. But you still had all the people from Curbarail to Morro Road. I mean, the place is packed. There is absolutely no place for people, a quarter of that number of people to come. the way they have it right now.
Is there was there any specific reason given for the change?
No, they just said it's going to be a great event. They, you know, they blew smoke and there you go, you know. And it's silly. It's effectively killing it, as far as I'm concerned. I wouldn't participate in it. And so just think of... This is the history of the town. I mean, this thing's been going on for over 30 years. So I don't know what their thoughts were, but they evidently didn't think very far out, because if they count the number of people, and they want this all to be around downtown, the downtown can't handle a quarter of the people that are up and down El Camino from Morro Road south to Curb Rail that plan on this event. And the people that come into town to the car show, which is the next day, they really enjoy it because they got their cars and here they are. They're part of the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, as you know, things change, they sometimes not for the best. So,
well, they also didn't they change the route of the Colony Day parade as well?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That become kind of a joke, I think. And maybe that's just the times, but I don't know. The small town stuff seems to be getting gone. And then they changed the name of the Charles Paddock Zoo to the Central Coast Zoo. That just came out of nowhere on everybody. So they're remaking it in their own vision, you know. I would encourage people to be aware of this, what's going on, and then voice their opinion to the powers that be at the city. This is it's foolish.
Well, maybe Mike, they're trying to be like with the name change of the zoo and some other things. Maybe they're trying to be more inclusive.
I guess, but you know what? They don't want the cruise. This isn't going to work because the way they've got it. There's nobody. The people can't watch. The people. It's awful. There you go. They could take it from. I know it wouldn't include downtown, which is their what they're after, but from Morro Road to Curb Rail. They could do a nice cruise, but I know getting into downtown now with that center parking and the way stuff it's a little more complicated and the traffic packed up.
Couldn't they start a little further? A little further south, and then have it circle around. I forget the name of the street there, and then go around the rotunda.
Yeah, uh-huh. They could. Evidently, they don't want to do that.
Because, the Christmas parade in Paso, it goes down, and then I forget which street it makes the right, and then they come down, and they end up going, right in front of the city park there.
Yeah. It's not going to work. I don't know what they're thinking, and I don't know all the legalities and what the in and outs are, but they need to rethink this.
All right, well...
I'm just putting it out there.
All right, Mike, maybe a lesson will be learned. We'll see.
Yeah. You guys have a great day.
Thanks, you too. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Let me turn my radio down. The previous gentleman, I agree with him completely on changing the Charles Paddock Zoo and how stupid the new cruise night route is. But there's one other issue. I just got the entry form for the cruise night, and it says classic and exotic cars only. So it's basically they're excluding the family of four that wants to go out in their Honda Civic and have a good time. I mean, I happen to have some cars that would qualify, but I enjoy watching everybody out there with whatever car they have. So not only are they going to change the route, they're going to make the participants much, much smaller.
So they're looking at more just, whatever the definition is of classic cars.
It's pretty strict on the entry form. I have one car that would qualify, but there's many people in the town don't. And it's really going to limit the number of cars. It's 1990 or older, fully restored and basically in perfect condition.
Well, do they have a break-off of, okay, the car can't be older than 1973 or anything like that?
Well, no, it's 1990, but I believe, I'm just looking at prior, holds an historic importance driven by a hobby or ambition, expedition only. I mean, there's a lot of, that's going to kind of outlaw, make the hot rods no good, and there's many, many cars that people are very, very proud of and love to cruise that aren't going to fall into that definition.
Well, let's see here. Do you think anybody with a car should be able to get into the parade?
Well, that's the way it's been in the past.
Oh, I didn't.
And some of them are like, you look at them like, really? But that's their pride and joy. So, they want to have a different type of event. It's like trying to change the name of the Charles Paddock Zoo, which we loved, and it's got historic meaning to it, to the Central Coast Zoo, just to attract people from L.A. and other things like that. This is an event for us people who live in Atascadero. So, I don't know. Anyway, there's my 2 cents worth. Oh, last thing on the 41, the reason they don't want to cross Highway 41 is it's very expensive to close a major highway. You have to deal with Caltrans closing 41. So that, in a way, that kind of makes sense, but as the previous caller said, it really messes up the whole historic thing of cruise.
Okay. I guess that does make sense, but I guess for people can get on the 101 and exit, particularly south to do get to where they need, and it's not an all-day thing. It's well, anyway, okay. I might understand that. Now, I do know that some cities, and I don't know if it was complaints or suggestions from car clubs that unfinished. I guess the word they would use were rat rods. They didn't want them in the parades.
Yeah, I've owned such a vehicle, and yes, but that's different. I don't. What's wrong with a rat rod? I mean, there's my 2 cents worth.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hi. 238-5775, call or text that and voice your opinion on it. I don't know the years. I mean, no offense to anybody, but if I go to these things, I don't want to see a 1992 LeBaron. I want to see some Vets and some Bel Airs and, those kind of, stuff. Anyway, but everybody has their own taste. Let's see here. Oh, my God, we're giving kids lunch? That's absurd. Sir, they're not only giving them lunch, they're giving them breakfast, well, at least during the school year. Tattoos, no, age 50, over. Oh, my God, with this, got to the men's thing there. And yes, tattoos. All right. In case you're just joining us wondering what I'm mumbling about, it is a completely unscientific but absolutely accurate poll on the favorability of tattoos. I asked for 50 minus or 50 plus. That means the age. And right now, I didn't add up the ones that just came in, but from the totals I did add up, it's the 50 minus. 7 yeses, favorably, 3 noes, and on the opposite side, 50 plus, 6 noes, and 1 yes. All right, so there you go regarding that issue here. And so, okay, also we have some other surveillance. More cities around the country are setting up surveillance sensors. They're called smart street sensors. They're coming to more and more cities around the country. And, of course, it is to make sure that everybody is safe and so forth. That's what they're saying, that whoever they are. They could be watching you in your next city. It's a goal for safer street design, better traffic planning, and a clearer picture of how people actually use roads. Now, across America, towns and cities are trying to solve problems. Drivers speed through busy corridors, pedestrians cross where there is no sidewalk, cyclists squeeze past parked cars, buses get stuck in traffic. Gee, no kidding. And so these sensors are supposedly going to be able to help solve the problem. In some of these cases, I kind of got a kick when I saw the pedestrians cross where there is no crosswalk. Remember, in California, you basically do that, and no big deal. No such thing as jaywalking anymore. Matter of fact, I had Friday. It was Friday. There was a lady, I think it was down there by 12th Street. Yeah, it was. She was going to the city park, and I was driving. She had nothing to do with me, but she walked when it wasn't her turn, and she had her head down. And she was, doing the texting or whatever the hell she's doing. And I'm thinking, you're crossing the street. Could you wait 5 seconds until you get across? Because people have a tendency, I don't know what the reasons are, or that they walk slower with their heads down. I have no idea, but just stupid. So anyway, these sensors are coming more and more in the guise of safer streets and so forth and so on. So I don't know. We have some things here in the North County, and they are expanding. They are expanding. The traditional traffic studies often depend on workers standing near a road and counting what they see. We've seen these things set up, at certain intersections over the years and say, okay, they're doing something. There's also some common sense as well. But again, I can just go back to the behavior of people, not all of it, but a lot of it. Now, this may sound helpful to people because anytime government says it's in the best interest for public safety and so forth, but there are concerns about the system supposed to not identify people behind it. However, the privacy concerns don't disappear with a promise from city officials. So do you believe your city officials? What gets collected? How long is it stored? And who can access it? So those questions in many areas, but the answers aren't forthcoming as many people would like. And some of the people that are against this say this is another reason that government should look at why the public does not trust them, because they can't answer questions directly. So they're saying if the city says that the sensors are protected privacy, they should come forward exactly and tell us everything regarding the information, where it goes, who looks at it, how long, etc., etc. But many cities, not all, are not answering the questions. So just another thing to prepare yourselves for, particularly here in the Golden State.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. Following a four-day preliminary hearing, Judge Marino of the San Luis Obispo County Superior Court has found there is sufficient evidence to hold a former priest to answer to 24 felony counts of molestation of four children. 62-year-old Theodore Edward Gabrielli is accused of molesting four different children who are all now adults from 1991 through 2010. The County Board of Supervisors conducted a hearing for its 2026-27 fiscal year recommended budget on Monday, June 8th. The board at that time made no changes to the recommended budget. In its upcoming meeting on Tuesday, the board will finish and close its budget hearing and consider adopting a resolution to approve the county budget. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 80s. It's 61 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
I'm Therese Crowley. President Trump declares one of the most exciting days in the history of our fabled White House. He's now flying to France for the G7 after securing a peace deal with Iran on his 80th birthday. Vice President J.D. Vance tells Fox.
I think we can say with confidence Iran will never have a nuclear weapon. We got a lot of work to do, but a big win tonight.
Opening the Strait of Hormuz with signing Friday in Geneva. Then the president hosted the UFC cage fight on the White House lawn, and stormy weather held off. He's arriving shortly at the G7. Fox's Aisha Hosni in Geneva.
There is a lot on the table as soon as he arrives in Evian-Labane in France. We are told that he will address economic growth, illegal immigration, and artificial intelligence, among other things.
With the price of oil sliding and worldwide markets soaring on the peace deal, America is listening to Fox News.
When friends and family come to visit this summer, you want them close, but maybe not that close. Give your guests a stay that they'll love at Allegretto Vineyard Resort. Your guests can relax in elegant rooms, enjoy vineyard views, and experience award-winning food and wine. It's the perfect balance of hosting and having your space. With the Tuscan Vita offer, guests who stay two nights receive 50% off their second night. Book their summer getaway now at AllegrettoVineyardResort.com.
Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers welcomes Heather Bordan to its team of commercial property casualty professionals. With more than 20 years of experience, Heather can design insurance solutions that protect your business. Whether you're a contractor, winery owner, farmer, rancher, or manufacturer, Heather is the right person to survey your needs and develop innovative solutions to protect your most important asset. Contact Heather today, 805-540-3900, or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com.
Touch of Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house, leaving well-fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso, in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through or you're a local. Down on Pine Street, the place to go, by Grandma's cooking. Touch of Paso, come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
County weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune up, repair, replacement. Get it done by the pros. Upper 80s today. Clear tonight. Overnight lows in the low 50s and will be in the low 90s on your Tuesday. And Wednesday will cool down just a little bit to the low 80s, then mid 70s Thursday and Friday, upper 70s Saturday. For Sunday, Dad's Day, low 80s, mid 80s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 10, up and down, 5:47 a.m., 8:21 p.m. We are at 62. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com.
What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. What's going on?
Community Calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles in the delightful River Oaks community. Templeton Recreation Foundation and the Templeton Rec Department invite the community for the 2026 Templeton 5K Bear Run. It'll take place on the 27th this month at the Barrel House Brewing Company on Limestone Way. Family-friendly event. Participants ages 21 and older. 5K loop course. Okay, you have that. Adults 45, first child 20, additional child 15. Day of race registration will be $60, so you got to get registered, by the way, you get a T-shirt and all that kind of stuff. So, it does help out the Templeton Recreation Foundation. Go to TempletonRecFoundation.org. There you go. Also, speaking of Templeton, busy. The Templeton 4th of July celebration, they still may be looking for sponsors and vendors. Sponsors and vendors, spots open. 4th of July, it's in the park coming up, and we'll, of course, have more information as we get closer, but might want to check out the Templeton folks, the Templeton Paso Chamber, for more information on that, and get ready to participate for number 250. All right. Community Calendar brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles. Lunch every day, brunch on the weekends, and dinner Wednesday through Sunday. Time to move along here. 6 minutes away from 8.
Happy.
For birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel. Fine jewelry, as I mentioned. Dad's Day is coming up, so do your job. Local celebrities, quite the list today. We have Mary Calvins, Cecilia Chavez, Travis Cobbler, Mark Walter, Franny Gord, Carl Lynn, Felix Sarsenella, Florence Von Dolan of the Von Dolan family, Roman Gonzalez, Macy Jane Tisdale. Hey, Steve-O, Steve Chikorsky's having a birthday. Jeanette Schmitz, Zane Cannaday, and, oh boy, this is a call-in, and there's just all kinds of markings by it. It says Joanna Veros having a birthday. Boy. All right, on my right-hand space. On my right-hand side, let's see here. Who do we have? Well, the song that you're hearing now, the stripper, David Rose, 1910, 1990. Babe Dahlgren, baseball. He replaced Lou Gehrig for the Yankees, 1912, 1996. As a matter of fact, when he was in the Pacific Coast League, the Babe, he appeared in over 620-something consecutive games. Also on the list, we have the founder of Big Boy Restaurants, Bob Wynn, Bob Wyan, 1914-1992. Lash LaRue, 1917-1996. Onward we go. One of the best ever. Waylon Jennings, 1937-2002. Hall of Famer Billy Williams, 1938. Ty Klein, baseball, 1939. Harry Nielsen, good friends with John Lennon, 1941-1994. Pretty good pitcher. Bruce Del Canton, 1942-2008. Decent outfielder with the White Sox and others. Ken Henderson, 1946. Janet Lennon of the Lennon Sisters, 1946. Mike Holmgren, the coach, 1948. Good baseball player and a pretty darn good manager. Dusty Baker, 1949. Air Supplies, Russell Hitchcock, 1949. Ernest Goes to Jail. Jim Varney, a Kentucky guy, 1949-2000 is when he passed away. The author of How I Made It on My Own, Jim Belushi, John's brother, 1954. Somebody's Knockin' singer, Terry Gibbs, 1954. Julie Haggerty, the actress, 1955. Good catcher, primarily with the Tigers, Lance Parrish, 1956. Good outfielder. Played with a bunch of teams, including the Bums, Brett Butler, 1957. Hall of Famer, Wade Boggs, the Chicken Guy, 1958. Helen Hunt, 1963. Courtney Cox, 1964. Tony Clark, not a bad baseball player, a union rep as well, 1972. Justin Leonard, golf, 1972. Ooh, Andy Pettit, 1972. Neil Patrick Harris, 1973. Let's see, who else do we have on here? Justin Allen, the actor, 1981. Ooh, very good hoopster. Damian Lillard, 1990. And Cooper Kupp, boy, what a list today, 1993. And Sissy Sheraton, 2004. Passing away on this day, my mom's favorite, Ella Fitzgerald, 1996. Marie Laveau, the voodoo queen of New Orleans, Bobby Bear song, 1881. James K. Polk, 1849, Glenda Jackson, 2023, Bill Dana, 2017, Hi America, Casey Kasem, let's see here, 2014. Going to the top of the list today, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I gotta go, as much as I like baseball and so forth, man, this guy was so good. Gonna go Waylon. Waylon Jennings goes all the way to the top, such good, good music, got a chance to see him there and Freedom Hall during the outlaw days.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. A vegetation fire broke out Saturday evening in the Salinas Riverbed south of the Niblick Bridge. Crews managed to safely access the fire thanks to the recent grazed fire breaks. It was contained to less than half an acre and no structures were threatened from the fire. Four Cal Fire employees that work in San Luis Obispo County were awarded with the Governor's State Employee Medal of Valor. They were honored during a ceremony in Sacramento on June 12th. Recipients were Battalion Chief Chad Fleming and Fire Captains Clint Marcelek, Charles Pacheo, and Andrew Perez. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 80s. It's 63 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage.
MarsMegastorage.com.
Waylon had 96 singles that appeared on the charts, and 16 of them went to the top. As far as albums, 54 of his albums charted the Billboard Top Country Albums, and 11 reached number one. Quite the career. He's only 64 when he passed away, issues from diabetes, and contributed some by his lifestyle. That was in 2002. My goodness. This hour of the Morning Exchange brought to you by Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.